It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Governor Polis says he's unhappy with how federal health officials have handled the rollout of COVID-19 booster shots as hospitalizations surge across the state. He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend.
I've been very frustrated with the convoluted messaging out of the CDC and the FDA. Everybody should get the booster after 6 months. The data is incredibly clear that it increases your personal protection level. That's why my parents got it, I got it, my family members got it.
The governor went around the CDC and FDA last week with his own executive order, making everyone over 18 in Colorado eligible for the booster 6 months after their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, or 2 months after their Johnson & Johnson shot. The governor and Senator John Hickenlooper both plan to attend today's signing of the federal infrastructure bill in Washington. And as CPR's Megan Verlee reports, Hickenlooper says he's looking ahead to further negotiations over the next part of President Biden's agenda.
That bill, known as Build Back Better, has gotten smaller and smaller. Senator Hickenlooper, who was also involved in crafting the infrastructure bill, says the goal remains the same: to help people not just get back to work, but to find meaningful work.
You know, having some of the workforce training that's in there is very, very important. Childcare, very, very important.
The latest version of the Build Back Better bill would expand preschool and increase aid to states to subsidize childcare costs for families. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Winter Park Resort acknowledged last week that it is located on ancestral indigenous land. The resort says the recognition is meant to honor Northern Arapaho, Cheyenne, and Ute lands. It was drafted by resort staff, Lakota Pro skier Connor Ryan, and Len Nesifer, a Navajo Nation member and founder of Native Outdoors. The park also plans to create more opportunities for indigenous youth to get involved in outdoor activities. The mountains are in the 50s and 60s today. You're listening to CPR News.